church. Your people will be edified. Your people will be encouraged. Your people will be empowered. Your people will be strengthened in the name of Jesus Christ. Namasukali Kaba Santa. Raposia, there is no God like you. We worship your King of Kings. We worship your Majesty. We worship your Redeemer. We worship your Holy One of Israel. We worship your everlasting God. For there is none that takes your position. Let us clap for Jesus as we keep on worshiping him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Majesty, for our pastors in this morning. We thank you for every individual. We thank you for people who are hearing your word today. In the name of Jesus, we declare your mighty touch in the lives of your people. And we pray that this word will heal us, O King of Majesty. Nasule Babosia. Hallelujah. We give you praise and we declare that God, you reign forever. No one has ever taken your position. You are a jealous God that never shares your glory with other gods. How we bless you and we honor you. How we praise you in the beauty of your presence. For God, you reign forever in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the gift of salvation. We thank you for the gift of salvation. And we thank you for everything that you have done in our lives. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let us clap for the Holy Spirit, our hands. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for every life. And we thank you for this wonderful service. You are doing it, King of Glory, because you have done it and you are doing it. You will do it because you are God. You remain God forever. We give you praise, for the enemy has no power and has no position in our lives. To the glory of your name, in the name of Jesus. Setika pro sakayande. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your kindness, Lord. Thank you for your love. We thank you for your presence in this place. Shada kadobo setelirabo shanda. Honderebo shanda. We bless you, Lord. Let's give Jesus a big hand clap. Hallelujah. 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 Praise be to his holy name. Amen. Amen. As I bring the first line.
Hallelujah. Let's stay right there, God. Hallelujah. 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 Come on and praise him with me. Sing hallelujah. 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 Give him the highest praise. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, sing glory to you, glory to you, glory to you, we give you the glory, glory to you, glory to give you the glory, glory to you, glory to you, Lord, we adore you, we adore you, we adore you, we adore adore you. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. Lord, we lift our hands in worship. We bless your holy name. For you are great and greatly to be praised. I lift my hands in worship. I bless your holy name. You are great. You are great and greatly to be praised. I lift my hands in worship. And I'll bless your holy name. And I'll bless your holy name.
Bless your name, Jesus, for he is worthy, and he is so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. You may take your seats this morning in the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to welcome each and every one of you back. Hallelujah. To the Spoken Word Church this morning. Hallelujah. Those of you who are streaming live and visiting us this morning, we want to say welcome. Amen. And we don't take it lightly that you are joining us today. Those of you who are visiting today, we want to thank you for coming out and joining us today here at the Spoken Word Church. Amen. Our ushers, amen, will have a packet that they can actually give to you at this time. Again, welcome. Welcome to the Spoken Word Church. If you're excited about what God has done for you in your life, I just want y'all to give him a hand praise. Amen. I know that I am so glad to be alive today. Amen. We know that we're still facing our COVID-19. Amen. But how many know the fact that you're sitting here and you're breathing, that you are blessed and that you have been favored in this season? Amen. We have been favored in this season, and I'm so thankful and I'm so grateful that we have been favored in this season. I think I want to take a moment out again because we're in this season of COVID-19, and I want to take about 3 minutes, and I want someone who has a testimony. I'm talking about a testimony that's going to encourage the people of God of what God has done for you in this season. I'm going to ask that you would take a minute and come up, and I want you to encourage the people of God this of what the God has done for you, not boasting on yourself, amen, because we know that God is the one that gets the glory. So if that's you, I'm going to ask that you will come up this morning, amen, and share with the saints this morning of what God has done for you during this season of COVID-19. Amen. Well, bless the Lord. One thing I know about God, if he's done something for you, amen. We are ready to worship and boast on what he has done for us. So if you guys don't have a testimony, I have a testimony, amen, of what he has done for me in this season. Most of you all, some of you may not know, but in this season that COVID-19 has taken place, I think I have shared that most of you all, I have lost at least 9 family members during this season. And that's not limited to how many people that actually caught COVID-19. So the fact that I'm standing here in my right mind, I'm going to say that again, guys. The fact that I am standing here in my right mind lets me know that God upholds everything by the word of his power, and that his promises to us are true. Yes, and amen. Amen. Because what I understand is that when we don't know how to cast our cares over to the Lord, the fact that I lost that many family members, I could have went out of my mind. And I'm not talking about family members that's far away from me. I'm talking about people who I fellowship with daily. And I got the opportunity to see them at the losing of my mother, who passed away just a year and a half ago. And after her passing, it seemed like death was just spiraling in my family. And those people, I would not get an opportunity to see them again once I go back home. So you ask me, do I have something to be thankful for? I have something to be thankful for. Because what I have learned truly is how to cast my cares over to the Lord. What I have also learned is that when we don't cast our cares over to God, that those burdens can get so heavy that they can take us out. How many know that there's so many people right now that's in mental wards because they could not cast their cares on Christ? Come on, somebody. I'm sharing this because when we truly understand the word of God, that it has power in our lives, and when we believe on God, what he can do from us, what he can do for us, what he can stop the enemy from doing in our lives. He covers us. He protects us. He keeps us. Amen. So what I want to do is I want to encourage each and every one of you today is don't get caught up in the things of the world, because the things of the world, guys, can take you out of here. And what I do know, there's so many saints that's right now that's walking in fear because of everything that they hear. When I know that the word of God has said unto us, when we see these signs, come on, somebody, these signs are not for us. He say these signs are for the unrighteous. But he tells us to fear not and to know that he is with us always, even until the end. So I say, take up your cross and walk with Jesus in these times. Do not listen to what man has to say concerning our direction in life. Because remember, God, we're here temporary. This is not our home. To the world, this is their home. So they believe everything they hear. They don't have a God who has all power, who has authority over this world. But our God, he has all power. He has all authority. And he sees and he knows all things. Amen. So be encouraged today, people of God, that we can take up our cross and we can walk. And that what that means is that we can meditate in his word day and night. And I promise you, his word will keep you. His word will encourage you, and his word will empower you. Because what I know, the only person that comes to kill, steal, and destroy is the enemy. And the only way that he can do that unto us is if we give him permission. So as long as we stand upright for our God, we are protected and we are covered. Amen. Amen. And with that being said, let us all stand, and we're going to confess our canopy of protection over your lives. And I pray that you do this all the time, because I love God. He promises us that he will protect us and he will keep us. Amen. So let us read the 91st Psalms together. Amen. And let's say it like we mean it. Amen. And not only thinking of ourselves when we read it, we are interceding for another brother, another sister, another family members, leaders all over the world, and also the nation. Amen. So let us proclaim this boldly, hallelujah, before the throne of our Lord this morning. And let us say together, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the northern pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that waiteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, and it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over me to keep thee in all thy ways. Thou shalt bear thee up in thy hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life would I satisfy him and show him my salvation. It's in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's give God a hand praise. Amen. Now time for our tithes and offering. You may have your seats.
Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning. It is tithes and offering time. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, tithes, we bring our tithes to the church and we present them to God. We present them to Jesus and Jesus presents them to God. If you're hearing a word from God from the place that you're worshiping, you should be bringing your tithes. Amen. And the scripture that I want to go to is in, and I'll show you in scripture, in Genesis chapter 28. Joey, if we can go to, let me see what I want. Oh, man, I need to put my glasses on, too. Genesis 28. And I'll start at verse 15. Genesis 28, verse 15. This is Jacob. Jacob got a word. He received a word from God in this place where he was at. Verse 15, and I'll just read it from the screen because I have it amplified, so I just read it from off the screen. It says, "And behold, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of." God gave this word to Jacob. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not." Verse 17, "And he was afraid and said, How dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God." But he wasn't in a building. He was outside. He put a rock. He slept under the rock. The house of God, he said, and this is the gate of heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to the next scripture. "And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows, and he set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it." Now, I'm going to jump down in the Amplified. Now, understand, Jacob got a word. He received a word from God in this place. He called this place Bethel, the house of God. He received a word. If we're receiving a word, if you're receiving a word from the place that you're worshiping, you should bring your tithe, because here Jacob says in verse 22, verse 20. Now, I'm just jumping ahead, but if you can read that on your own and study that from verse 15, even before that, to verse 22. But verse 20 says, then Jacob made a vow, saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me food to eat and clothing to wear, so that I may come again to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God. Verse 22, and this stone which I have set up as a pillar, a monument, shall be God's house, a sacred place to me. And of all the increase of possessions that you give me, I will give the tenth to you. That's the tithe. Jacob said, if God, you will protect me, take care of me, and all that I do, I'm going to give you a tenth of everything that you give me. Amen? That's the tithe. And you have to understand, people may say, well, this is the Old Testament. They don't understand who Jacob's father was. They can't say that. His grandfather was Abraham, who gave tithes to Melchizedek. In the New Testament, it says that Jesus is the high priest after the order of Melchizedek. There's a whole revelation in that. There's a whole revelation in that. That's who we give our tithes through. It's to Jesus Christ, who is a high priest after the order of Melchizedek, who you and I are priests after the same order. And that's powerful. That's powerful. Amen. Our usher, if you need a tithe envelope, our usher, you can raise her hand and she will pass one out to you. Amen? Amen. All right, Sister Jackie, you can come on up. Amen. Hallelujah. And you can serve the people of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you don't have your tithes, just give whatever you have and trust God. Trust God and make a vow to Him. Amen. And He will start the increase. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Well, let's go ahead and stand up right now, and we can extend our hands to the offering, the tithes and the offering. Hallelujah. Amen. Father God, we just thank you right now for your people, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we can bring the tithes unto you, that it is honoring unto you, Father God. And we bless this house, Father God, because your word is in this house and it is speaking to us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that we can bring our tithes to you and that you will take care of us in every way, in every situation of our lives, God. We just thank you for it and we give you all the honor and all the praise. Now, Father God, bless your people, Lord. Abundant, 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 Lord. Blessings, Lord, in every area of their lives, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Pastor, amen. So let's go ahead and remain standing. Amen. And let's give honor to God for our pastor, Pastor Daryl R. Simmons, the under-shepherd of this church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Bless you,
amen.
Brother Rudy. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What a wonderful day to be in the house of God. But not only in the house of God, but what a wonderful day to be chosen by God. Amen. Don't you know that you're chosen by God? God chose you, and when He chose you, He had purpose for you. Amen. Glory to God. So I just want to welcome each and every one of you this morning into the house of God, and welcome to Spoken Word. It is an honor that we're able to serve you, amen, because God serves us. And to those that are here for the very first time, may the Spirit of God dwell in you. May you feel joyful. You can leap, you can jump, you can run, you can shout. Why? Because he who the Son set free is free indeed, amen. Glory to God, amen. So we welcome you this morning in this place, amen. My heart is filled with joy this morning, as it is every morning, because the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, You seek God first before you seek anything. God, what is it that you want for me? What shall I do for you, King Jesus? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And thank you, Brother Rudy, for the insight and oversight in the tithe. Amen. Because tithe is a revelation. You know, you have to trust the Lord. It's not trying to get nothing from you, but it's trying to get all that God wants to get to you. Amen. Sometimes there's a blockage in the pipe. Amen. Glory to God. Like Drano, if you got a clogged pipe, you need to go get something to loosen up that which is in the pipe. Amen. If there's problems in our life, if there's situations in our life, we need to get something and obey God to loosen up the pipes in our life so it can get to us. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Glory to God. God is not a magician. God is a God that gives you instructions. Amen. And when we obey the instructions, as it was told to us by one of our bishop friends, Bishop Mitchell, he says the anointing is in the instructions. Do you hear what I'm saying? The anointing of God is in the instructions. Do you hear that? Turn to your neighbor and say, follow the instructions. The anointing is in the instructions. Now give him a hand praise because God just spoke to you and told you to follow the instructions. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank God this morning for the worship. Open up in prayer. Heaven has been released upon us this morning. Amen. By the glorious name of Jesus Christ. And I thank God for those who showed up for new members orientation. And I praise God that we all speak the same thing and that we walk by the same rules and that we have the same earnest care one for another. I thank you, First Lady, for your analogy and your breaking of the spirit. How many know that First Lady is the real deal? Amen. She don't hide anything. She just free in liberty. Amen. It's not because she's a First Lady or a leader or elder in the church. She's just real. That's what we want. We want to be real with people. There is no facade. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus died for all of us, and all of us need a Savior. Glory to God this morning. Amen. And I just want to say again to you that are visiting for the first time, may God enrich your spirit this morning and may you be rooted and grounded in the love of God. Amen. And we are so excited that they are here. Let's give them another hand praise. They could have went anywhere, went any place, but they saw it fit to come by spoken word. Amen. To hear the word of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The anointed Messiah. Amen. Glory to God. I'm so excited this morning. Amen. If I move like a locomotive, just tell me to slow down. Amen. But the train is about to jump the track. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm excited about what God is doing in our life. There was something profound that First Lady said this morning, and I believe all of us could have ran at the same time when she said that anyone have a testimony of what God has done for us in this dispensation of COVID-19. Amen. We all could run up to the altar and give a testimony. And one of the testimonies that we all can say is that we're still amongst the land of the living. Amen. That's a testimony in its own right. Amen. And God says he deemed to give mercy to whom he deems to give mercy. Amen. It ain't because of nothing you've done, nothing I've done. It's because what he deems to do to give mercy unto us in the name of Jesus. And I thank him for that. Glory to God. I thank him for that. Glory to God. We ought to be thankful and grateful for that. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Again, I just want to say on Wednesday nights, we do want you to join us in Zoom. On Wednesday night, God has made it real plain that we can sit in the comforts of our own home, drink our coffee, our tea, or whatever we may have, and that we can tune into Zoom. Amen. It's zooming into the Word of God. And what we desire for us to come together in the Zoom Bible study that we learn precept on precept, line upon line, so we can all understand what God is saying through the Word. Amen. So don't negate it. Join Zoom. Amen. That's where we strengthen ourselves as a body of believers in the name of Jesus. If you hear what I'm saying, say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
If you hear what I'm saying, say praise the Lord.
Amen.
It sounded like you heard what I said. Amen. Glory to God. That was with strength and power and that was not weak. Amen. Glory to God. And I want to thank the men that came out on Saturday. Glory to God. Thank you, men, for coming out on Saturday. Amen. We men are meeting every third Saturday of the month. It's called Men of Covenant, Men of the Word. And what does that mean to us men? That means that we're learning how to follow Jesus according to the Word of God. We're learning how not to let testosterone hide ourselves in ourselves, that we be open and naked before the eyes of Him who made heaven and earth and all things therein, that we can come together and be strong together, that we can lead our families according to the will of God, and that we can lead the church according to the will of God, and that we can serve in the church according to the will of God. Amen. Glory to God. We got some powerful women in this place, man. But we got to come on and step up and move up. Glory to God. We got some powerhouse women in this church. Glory to God. And I thank God for that. Amen. From powerhouse women. Amen. But we men are going. It's not to say that our men versus the women. No, that's not what Pastor's saying. Because if I did say that, I would be going against what God says. God says He made in the beginning, He made male and female, He made them. He says one is not subservient to the other. That doesn't mean that men are over the women or the women are beneath the men. No. But God did make man first. He made man first to take charge, amen, to subdue, to govern it. Do you hear that? He didn't put the woman in the garden to work for the sweat of her brows. No more. No. So that means we got to move, man. We got to work. We got to get up. We got to be vibrant. We got to stay strong in the name of Jesus, right? Glory to God. So I challenge us, men. I challenge us, men, because I need men to walk with me. David had men. David had men that went to war with David. They loved David so much because David led them to God. He didn't lead them to themselves. The Bible says, it is in the Bible, it's in the scripture. I don't want to go there because I'll get stuck there. But the Bible says that David was in war and he had a thirst. And he mentioned of the thirst of the water where he used to get it from. And the men ran to get David that water because they honored David, amen, as their man of God, as their leader in the kingdom of God. Now, I'm not saying you have to honor me, but honor the word that comes through me, that goes, it builds up your life. Amen. Have respect for God and Jesus Christ. And they went to get David this water. But David did not drink the water. Know why? Because his men put their life on the line. David was so humble and so thankful and grateful that his men did go get the water and they could have got killed. But David, in his right mind, with a clean heart, said, I cannot drink of this water because you put your life on the line. David was a real leader. David loved his men. David always went to battle with the men. Amen. So men, I'm asking you, let's go to battle together. Let's fight this war. Together. Let's show him that we got the victory in Christ Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel like 10,000 men right now. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. First Lady, you better watch out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can say that because I've been married to her for 36 years. Amen. Glory to God. I'm a married man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So how's everybody doing this morning? That sound weak. How's everybody doing this morning? Glory to God. We got a whole house full of powerful men and women of God, and we should have a Holy Ghost party. Amen. Jesus is on the throne. Amen. Glory to God. That's what we know. He is on the throne. Jesus is on the throne. It's all about Jesus. Glory to God. Well, good morning and welcome to those that are looking and listening this morning. We invite you into the spoken word. You better grab your Bible. You better get your notes because God's going to speak directly to you and you don't want to miss what God has to say. Amen. He's like the mailman. If you're not at home, you miss your package. You want to get your package. So make a pickup this morning and open up the word of God and get your mind clear that you can receive what thus says of the Spirit of the living God. Amen. Glory to God. Let's give them a hand praise for tuning in online this morning. All around the world, amen. Glory to God. So, Father, we come and we exalt thy holy name. Lord, we understand that you are the great physician and that you're the healer of all things. God, we submit our minds, our emotion, and our will under your authority this morning. God, we can do nothing without your Son, Jesus Christ, by way of the Holy Spirit. Now, Lord, I ask that you would speak clearly through me as I am an instrument meet for the Master's use under every good work. And let the hearers hear what thus says the Spirit of God. Let their minds be at ease. Let their ears be open. And let their hearts be receptive. And let their faith go to work, trusting in your holy word. Lord, we thank you this morning for all men and women all over the world, those that stand upright and preach the unadulterated word of God. So, God, I ask that you would bless this house and bless this people all the days of their life. All that believe, say, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus is Lord this morning. Well, we're going to continue in our series teaching, and that what we have been teaching for the last several weeks. We're going to continue to deal with spiritual stability. Spiritual stability. So what do you mean by spiritual stability? Spiritual stability means that you stay in the love of God and in the will of God. You have to be stable. The Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable in their ways. Amen. You can't make up your mind up if you want to be in Christ or you want to be in the world. So we have to make sure that we're stable in the things of God, in the things of Christ. Amen. Go with me in the Bible to the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, amen, the 15th chapter. Let's begin our teaching this morning from the 57th verse. Amen. The 57th verse. Glory to God. I feel so good this morning that you are here this morning. You're looking good this morning. Amen. The glory of God is upon you this morning. Or you're awake this morning. Amen. If you go to sleep on me, I ain't going to call you out. Jesus is going to call you out, man. He's going to say, stand up in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're excited that God has kept us over the past years. Amen. And keeping us through COVID-19. How many know God provides? God provides. God hasn't missed anything, and never shall he miss anything. God always provides for his people. Amen. Glory to God. And I love him for that. You should know that you are always will be taken care of in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Because God loves you. He loves you. How can you say that? That he loves me? It's simple when we believe this. And we know this text. We know this text, First Lady, and everybody knows this text. John 3:16. If you have any doubt in your heart, if you have any doubt in your mind, just open up the Bible and read John 3:16. Because it says God, not mama, not daddy, not grandfather, not grandmother, not my boss, not the pastor, not the deacon, not the elder, not the prophet, not the apostle, not the bishop. No, it says God, which is the Father, so loved the world that he would gave his only. See, some people won't give what they have, the only one. But God loves us so much that he gave only one that he had for us. So if you ever in your life doubting the love of God, or doubting if you're loved by God, you open up John 3:16 and begin to look in the mirror, and it will show you how much he loves you and how much he loves me. Don't let nobody tell you that you're not loved of God, because the Bible says God so loved the world. And we were in the world, and we're still in this world, but we're not of the world, because he gave his son to pull us out of the world. And when he pulled us out of the world, he made sure that we were being spiritually stable in our walking, in our living, in our loving, and in our talking. Do you hear that? So trust in him. Believe in him. Serve him. Honor him, that we may see the day when he comes, that we will enter into eternal life with him. Don't let no one despise you or turn you away from the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. So the Bible reads in 1 Corinthians, beginning in the 15th, in the 1 Corinthians 15 and 57. Are you there with me this morning? Are you there with me this morning? If you're there with me this morning, those that can stand, please stand for the reading of the holy written word of God. We stand because we honor God. And God's word is always higher than we are. That's why the Bible says, looking unto Jesus. Amen. So when we read the word of God, we're looking up. Because heaven is upward. And God blesses us when we look up to him. Do you hear it? He says in this particular text, 1 Corinthians, this is the Apostle Paul in the 57th verse. He says, but thanks be to God. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's powerful in its own right. But thanks be to God who gives you the victory to be stable through the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, therefore, my beloved brethren and sister, be steadfast. Be steadfast no matter what happens, when it happens, what way the wind blows, when the storm comes. I'm going to be steadfast, spiritually stable. He says, be steadfast, unmovable. He says, always abiding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain, where? In the Lord. You may be seated in the presence of our life-changing King. Paul makes this statement to us. And Paul is wanting us to know that we ought to be spiritually stable and not moved by circumstances, not moved by happenstances. You know, happy is based upon the circumstance. Bring happenstance. When things are going right, you're happy. But when things go wrong, you're unhappy because of the circumstance. It really has nothing to do with just being happy. It has everything to be spiritually stable in understanding that the Lord thy God is on your side. And nothing can move you out when you have truly faith and trust in the Lord. Paul says it right here again. He says in the 58th verse. He says, therefore, my beloved brethren and sisters, be ye what steadfast. Be ye what steadfast. Be ye stable. Be ye not able easily to move or shaken or thrown by what may come up against you. Do you hear that? He says, our weapons of warfare are not what carnal, but mighty through God in what pulling down of strongholds. He says, be ye steadfast. And then he says, be unmovable. Be unmovable. That means you got to be spiritually stable and anchored in. Do you hear it? Just like a building of your home or apartment complex or a car. When you're steadfast and you're anchored in, before they put the, they got to pour what? The concrete first. And that's why the Bible says there's no other foundation that which cannot be laid, which is that of Jesus Christ. So you got to make sure your foundation is what? Solid. Do you hear it? He says, be steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the word. So just like the concrete when they're building a building, they what? Pour the foundation. The foundation is laid. And after they lay the foundation, then they do what? Anchor in what's going to hold up the walls. Do you hear that? So we got to understand that the foundation is Jesus Christ. And for us to be unmovable, always abiding in the works of God, that means we got to be anchored in. Do you hear it? Do you see it? You got to be anchored in, into the foundation. I'm not talking about the natural foundation. I'm talking about the foundation of Jesus. I'm talking about the living word of God. I'm talking about faith going to work. I'm talking about open up your mouth and trusting what God says, being stable in the word of God. Paul says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable. Then he says, always, not when you feel like it. Not just when you want to. He says, always. What does always mean? Always.
Always.
Not just because you feel like it. Not just because someone tried to entice you to do it. He says, always, always abiding in the work. What is the work? They asked Jesus Christ, Lord, what must we do to the work of God? You know what it is, the work? It's simple as this, my brothers and sisters. The Bible says, believe on him, meaning Jesus Christ, whom God has sent. That's the work. Believing on Jesus Christ, whom God has sent into this world to keep us stable, to keep us focused, to keep us moving in the right direction, which is towards the glory of God. How many know we talked about the other day that your destiny, you don't have to worry about your destiny, you just got to keep on going because your destiny is at the other end. Do you hear it? And to get to your destiny, you got to do the works of God. You got to be stable in life. It's amazing, and I said this a couple of weeks ago, I am baffled in my mind why people run away from a God that loves them so much. Well, a God that wants to take care of them, a God that wants to show them the right way, a God wants to keep them from hurt, harm, and danger, a God that wants to empower them and equip them, a God that wants to keep you healthy and away from diseases. But people run away. Why? Because they're not steadfast. They easily moved. They're not stable in the things of God. That's why. And then we say, well, God is not real. God is real. Because God is so real, if you're steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work of God, then you would know these things would happen to you. So God is showing you that he is real when you don't do it. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? So you just can't look at it one direction. It's a two-way street. Do you hear that? It's a two-way street. So he says, therefore, my beloved, he says, therefore, my beloved, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is what? Not in vain, where? In the Lord. We don't labor to please the world. What is your labor? What is the labor? Labor is trusting God. Labor is doing the will of God. Labor is serving one another. Labor is confessing the word of God unto those that don't know and don't believe. Labor is, or am I my brother's keeper? That's the labor of God. Do you hear it? Knowing that what you do and what I do is not in vain. God does not turn his back on us when we do his labor. Do you hear it? When we do the will and the works of God, God does not turn his back on you, nor does he turn his back on me. Do you hear it? Now let's go to the book of Timothy, 1 Timothy, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I'm finna hit you with some scripture this morning. Is that okay? Knock off the dust out of our Bibles. Glory to God. I'm not saying that's you because I know you Bible scholars. Amen. You open up your word daily. Daily we open our word, amen, and we get instruction from the Lord. We get instructions from the Lord. Amen. Go and start in 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. And let's begin here in the 8th verse. In the 8th verse. 1 Timothy chapter 4. And let's look at the 8th verse. When you're there, say, I'm stable. No, that was weak. No, 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 no. When you're there, say, I'm stable.
I'm stable.
Now I believe you. I believe you now. I believe you now. When you're stable, you're going to sound off that you're stable. When things come up against you in life, You say that you're going to say, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. You're not going to say it like that. You're going to say it with confidence. For I am head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. You're going to say it with confidence. And God knows if you're confident or not. Do you hear that? Satan, the accuser of the brother, knows if you're confident or not. That's why we're going to be spiritually stable. That's why we teach and preach Jesus Christ is Lord. Darrell is not a Lord. I'm not a God. I have no power. I rest and rely on his power that worketh through me. Never proclaim that I'm a God. I have no power. I am powerless, but I know where the power lies, and it's in the blood. It's in the blood. The power is in the blood. I know this is true. I know this is true. And he goes on to say in the 1 Timothy, in the 4th chapter, beginning in the first verse. In the eighth verse. Glory to God. No, let's go to the first verse. I think I need to go there, but the Holy Spirit says go first verse. So I'm going to be obedient to the first verse of the scripture. Amen. How many of you know when someone pauses and you are there looking and you look at the person and that's ministering the word of God and they pause, you look at them like they don't know what they're doing. But that's not the case. And I'm here to tell you it's not the case. It's they're listening for the Holy Spirit. You're listening for directions of God. Now, if you move before, then you're disrespecting the Holy Spirit. Do you hear that? Remember those things. It's not that he or she is confused. They're listening to the Spirit of God. You can study. The Bible says in Timothy, study to show yourself approved unto God. You can study all day long. But if God wants to take you in a different direction, you got to listen. And when he say move, what do? You move. Do you hear? We're taught when the Spirit of God says move, we move. Just like that first lady, we don't negate, we don't negotiate, we don't say, what about? No, we're not going to be like a Naaman. He told him to dip in the river, what, 7 times? But he said, no, that river too dirty and muddy and nasty. But what you got is a plague, which is dirty and nasty. So if I want to dip you in the dirty and nasty, which you already have the dirty and nasty, guess what? You're going to come up clean. Because guess what? Filth attracts filth. Do you hear that? Nastiness attracts nastiness. Do you hear that? Ungodliness attracts ungodliness. Do you hear that? But faith, what? Attracts faith. My faith with your faith is a bomb in Gilead. So let's be attracted to one another. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Let's be attractive to one another. Glory to God. Somebody gonna get something. There you go. And he goes on to say here. He says, are you there with me? He says, now. He says, right now today. The Spirit speaks expressively that in the latter times some shall depart where? From the faith, not being spiritually stable. He says, giving what? Heed, that means they're paying attention to more than what God says we ought to. Do you hear it? Oh, I'm preaching right. Know why I'm preaching right? Because it is written. I didn't write this. I'm just echoing what God has already given us to see and say and do. Bishop, it's in the word. He says, now the Spirit speaks expressively that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Do you see that? He didn't say one devil. It's many devils. How many know that Satan is triumphant? He's a spirit. He's a spirit. Oh, that's another teaching. I don't want to blow your head gasket this morning. And he goes on in verse 2. He says, speaking in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meat, which God have created to be received with what? Thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. That's powerful and is right. Which believe. Which believe. That means some won't just believe. Which believe. But the onset and the profundity of that, which believe, and he says, and know the truth. See, a lot of people know a lot of things, but they're not knowing the truth, which caused them to be unstable in their ways. And some run away from the truth because they just can't. How many seen the movie A Few Good Men? You can't handle the truth. It's not that you can't handle the truth. It's that your heart don't want to change to the truth. Do you see it? Because he says, been seared with a hot iron. Your heart don't want to release from that which you have believing the lie. But God says, I'm going to show you the truth. And that's what we desire, is to show the truth of the power, the might, the authority of the blood of Christ in the ministry of the life of believers. Do you hear it? Amen. Glory to God. And then he goes further on to say, in 4, for every creature of God is good. Do you hear that? Everything created, but it says in my Bible, every creature. In my King James Version, it says every creature of God is good. That means everybody has some good. When God created humanity, it all started good. Do you see this? And it's up to the heart to believe and receive. But if the heart don't believe and the heart can't receive, then it won't be good. Or it can be good, but it's not God. Do you see that? Every creature that God made is good, he says. Everything that God made is good. And nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. And then he goes on, for it is sanctified by what? The word of God and prayer. Word of God. So you just can't say, well, I don't need to go. No, you need the word of God. I need the word of God. But more than that, I need prayer. You need prayer. I need prayer. That's why the Bible says the prayers of the righteous man, humanity, availeth much. That means it hits the heaven when it's a righteous prayer. It's a godly prayer. And we're praying the will of God. It hits heaven. And then heaven releases what we're asking God for, and it manifests on the earth. How can you say that, Brother Simon? He said, whatsoever thy bind on earth will be what? Bound in the heavens. And whatsoever is loosed in the heavens, it will be what? Loosed on earth. That's Bible. That's scripture. That's doctrinally sound. Do you hear it? And he goes further on to say, 6, if thou put the brother in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ. See, that's what we want. We want to be good, godly ministers. So we put these things in remembrance. We bring these things to your attention. You bring them to my attention so we can be good, godly ministers. Do you see that? And when we're good, godly ministers, that means we're stable in the word of God. Amen. Do you hear it? Amen. We're unmovable, always abiding in the works of God, because I'm bringing this to your remembrance. You're bringing it to my remembrance because we're remembering what he said. Do you hear it? Glory to God. And then he goes on further to say, If thou put the brother in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in what? The words of faith, very important, and of good what? Doctrine. You know what he's saying, good doctrine? Doctrine is the word, Greek word, didache. Didache is the Greek word teaching that what has been taught unto you. Do you hear it? Put it in remembrance of the doctrine. Put it in remembrance of those things that has been taught unto you. See, we don't want to teach sometime what has been taught unto us. You're not teaching Daryl's words. You're teaching God's word. Do you hear it? I'm not teaching something that I thought of. I'm teaching what God has already proclaimed and professed. But I must believe that it is true for me to even teach you. Do you hear it? First, I must be a partaker of the word of God. And if I'm a partaker of the word of God, I'm going to stand in the commandment of God where I can charge you. I'm not talking about charging no money, but I'm charging you with the word of God. Amen. And hold you accountable to that because you shall hold me accountable to that. Do you hear it? Amen. And that's how we go strong and be stable in the spiritual things of God. Spiritual stability is very important when it comes to the kingdom of God. We can't be wishy-washy believers. God has called us to be stable in our mind, stable in our walk, stable in our talk. How many know when we confess Jesus Christ to be our Lord and Savior, we come from a whole different avenue. We have to learn a whole new language. We have to learn a whole new posture. We have to learn how to present ourselves, as the Bible says, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. We have to learn some things. Just because God brought us from the dark into the marvelous light, things don't change that quickly. You have to learn the king's way, the king's decree, the king's language, the king's understanding, the king's love, the king's unity. How I can love you and you can love me unconditionally. I don't look at you sideways, I look at you head on. The Bible says a thief and a robber come the sideways. Do you see it? A thief and a robber come the sideways. What do you mean? When you're not at home, if all of us left our home, God forbid. That's why we speak Psalms 91. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord that he is my rock and my fortress, my God, in him what I trust. That's why we speak that. Our canopy of protection. But all of us are gone from our homes. So if the thief want to come, they're going to come while we're gone. But when we're at home, they're not going to come. See, a thief comes sideways, but a robber going to hit you head on. Do you hear it? Amen. You didn't catch that, did you? A thief going to come sideways. That's why Satan comes sideways. He comes to twist the word. He comes to tangle the word. He comes to whisper unbelievable truths into your ears sideways. But if he comes the straight way, then you can face him off because you're stable in the word of God. Amen. Do you hear it? He's not going to come if you're stable. If you're unstable, he's going to come this way. He's going to come that way. But if you're stable, if you're trusting, believing, walking, talking, believing, trusting, walking, talking, obeying the word of God, living the kingdom lifestyle, then he won't come to you head on. He's going to come another way. Do you hear it? I'm talking about being spiritually stable and spiritually strong, getting out of your own self and getting into him. Do you hear it? When we don't get into him, then we're always into ourselves. And God never desired that we be into ourselves. He wants us to be in him. How is that? Because he says, in him we live, in him we move, and him we have our total being. And then he goes further to say, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. He says, don't lean to what you believe is right, what you believe is good. No, lean not. Lean not. Leaning not means that you don't go that way to your own understanding and your own thinking. See, the challenge is, I can approach you and say, why do you think that way? And you'll say, well, no. That's not what God says. Do you hear it? And then he goes on to say, are you still with me this morning? Stay with me this morning. We're going to learn together how that we stay spiritually strong into what God has called us to do and to be. We are people of God, made in the image and likeness of God. We have the spirit of a reigning king inside of us. And we need to release the king's authority into this earthling vessel. Amen. He goes on to say, now, where were we in 6? He says, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nursed up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast obtained. Do you see that? but refuse, he says, listen to this, and this is where we got to be spiritually stable. When someone comes talking to us, they come talking outside of the word of God and the will of God, we don't have to listen to that. How many know when somebody call your house and on your phone, you have the right to hang up on them? Solicitors do it well. They call your phone and they ask you these things. You say, no, I'm not interested. And they keep on babbling. You have a right to hang up on them. Just as it is when somebody come to you talking outside of the will of God. Listen to what I'm saying, brothers and sisters. Somebody come talking to you out of the will of God. Has nothing to do with glorifying Jesus Christ. Has nothing to do with exalting his name. Has everything to do is tearing him down and trying to belittle you because you believe. You have every right to walk away. You have every right not to listen to that. Do you hear it? We don't have to have that type of compassion because we may think they don't understand. They understand what they're doing. The thing about you don't understand what they're doing. But we have the right to walk away. The Bible says that we have the right to walk away. He goes on to say, but refuse profane and wise and old wise feebles, and exercise thyself rather than unto godliness. He says, for the body exercise profit little, but godliness is profitable unto us all, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. Listen to this. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach. Isn't that right? Because we trust what? In the living God, who is the Savior of all man, that's humanity, male and female, especially of those that what? Believe. If you believe, and you surely believe, and you know you believe, you better get ready, get ready. As Bishop T.D. Jakes say, get ready, get ready. Because that something's going to come up against you. It's going to bring, try to persuade you not to believe in that which is right. I'm telling you that right now, but you got to be spiritually stable. I got to be spiritually stable, understanding that I'm doing this because God knows what's best. Do you hear this? He says right here again, he says in the end statement of this, he says these things, for therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God who is the Savior of all humanity, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. He says, Timothy, these things, I want you to command it, and I want you to teach it. When I'm coming to you from the word of God, I'm not coming in my own power, my might, or my authority. I'm coming in the commandment of Jesus Christ. I'm coming with a sense of urgency, just as our 2021 mantra saying. It's a sense of urgency. The time is now that we must stand true and believe God by the Holy Spirit. We must be truly believers and worship God in spirit and in truth for our lives to be saved eternally. Do you hear this? It's time out that we have to play, it's time out. There's no more games. Games are over. The kingdom of God, it says, the kingdom of God suffer violent. And the violent got to take it by force. There are some things that we got to be forceful with for the kingdom of God. Do you hear it? Yeah. To be spiritually stable and stand upright for the glory of Christ Jesus, we have to take some things by violent force in the spirit realm. And he goes on to say, he says, let no man, this is what I want us to understand, brothers and sisters. Let no man, because where you are in life, you may think you don't know everything, but let no man despise you of your youth. But be thou an example of believers in word, what you say, in conversation, in charity, which is love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Following the word of God. Do you see that? This is a challenge for the body of Christ today. There are so many other doctrines that people are following. But he says, I'm going to charge you to follow this doctrine. Because he says, in the latter times, some will fall away from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. But God wants us to follow the doctrine. What is the doctrine, the foundation that Jesus laid? How many know outside of Jesus Christ, Apostle Paul was next to Jesus in teaching the word? I'm talking about teaching the word. I'm talking about teaching the word. He didn't have the power that Jesus had, but he taught the word like Jesus taught. There's only one that did not have sin, and that's Jesus. But Paul taught like Jesus taught. The story that really gets me is when he was on that road to Damascus. He was spiritually unstable in one point of time of his life. But on the road of Damascus, the glory of God blinded his eyes. When we get close to God, when we truly get close to God, and I pray that we in this ministry, in this region, in this city, in this community, in this state, get so close to God that everything that's not like him be stripped off of us, to all of us be blind to the old ways of life. I am so convinced that that can happen because Paul was blinded. He was blinded because the glory of God was so bright. It blinded him to the sin nature of his life. It blinded him to that he could not do what he used to do anymore. It blinded him to where he couldn't even remember some of the things that he did. God didn't want him to see it. And my prayer is for you, and my prayer is to me, that God will blind our eyes to the things that we used to do and some of the things that we're continuing to do, that he will blind our eyes because his glory is so bright. Only if we can strip our hearts and let God in to be a full resident. God needs to take up residence in us, in the church at large. All over the world, I desire in this ministry that God take residence in all of our life and that we quit tiptoeing and playing games and get real with God so God can show the power in you and use you as he wants to use you. God wants us to be used for his glory. I sense it with a strong sense of the Holy Ghost power. But there's a hindrance, and it's not God. The hindrance relies within us. It relies in us. And then he goes on to say, he says in 14, neglect not the gift that is in thee. Neglect not the gift that is in you. You got a gift. And my question, rhetorical, what is hindering you from using your gift that God placed in you? There is no reason without excuse. He says, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which is given by the press, by the prophecy, which the laying on of hands of the presbyter, the leaders. He says, meditate upon these things, giving thyself wholly to them that they profiting many appear to all. Then he says in 16 closing, take heed unto thyself. He said, you better listen to this thing. I'm telling you how to stay spiritually stable. I'm telling you how to get closer to God. I'm showing you, Timothy, no matter what happens or what goes on, what happens in your life, it does not matter. Take heed to thyself, unto the doctrine, stay in the word of God. Don't compromise scripture. Don't compromise your life. Stay in scripture, Timothy. Stay true to God, knowing that the power of God rests, rules, and reigns and resides, and that he has power and authority over all things, Timothy. He says, continue in them. Just because you have one bad day, you're going to stop serving God? No. I'm going to continue in this thing. I'm going to continue in this thing to the day of Christ Jesus because he's the one that set it out. And then it says, for in doing this, when you do those things, How many know God always have a prerequisite? He said, if you continue in these things, he said, for in doing this, see, it's not about you. It's not about me. It's all about Jesus. And Jesus puts us here not for our own self, but for other people as well. And you can see it right here in the scripture. He says, in doing this, thou shall both save thyself. Do you see that? And them that what? Heareth it. So if I stay in the word of God, me as the under shepherd, if I stay in the word of God, I stay preaching the word of God, I stay prostrate and praying for you according to doctrine, I will save myself. And prayerfully, I will save you. The Spirit of God will save you that hear. But you have to have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God says. Not what man says. Being spiritually stable, walking upright and comely of God through the word of God. Do you hear it? Yes. Stay strong in the word of God. Let's not let the desires and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life take us out of the will of God. My brothers and sisters, I pray that you and I can wake up, because many of us have been sleeping. But we have to wake up to the spiritual things of God. What has kept us? However old you are, it has not been yourself. It's been by the grace of God that has kept you. Amen. We all could have went on, some in Christ and some out of Christ. I can tell myself, if I have not yielded to the Lord, I could have passed and been damnation to hell for the rest of my days. But I be thank unto God who giveth me strength to open my eyes and to praise him and to humbly submit my mind unto him who saved me from living a hellish life. Amen. And my prayers for you, brothers and sisters, as well as myself, that we as the congregation of Spoken Word Church, that we can rise to the occasion and that we can show forth the glory of God in this community and into the life of each other and to the life of those that don't believe. By standing spiritually strong, giving our gifts back unto the Lord, humbling ourselves under his mighty hand, trusting in him and not trusting in our own selves. Get away from thyself. He says, prove ye your own self that is Christ in you, who is the hope and the glory. God gets all glory in our life. Trust God in every walk of your life. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge God. Acknowledge God. And he will show. Now, the last scripture we're going to go to. I might say that three times. I might say it three times. I might say it four times. Let's go over to 1 Timothy. Let's go to the 6th chapter. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy in the 6th chapter. My. Hallelujah. My God is an awesome God. First Timothy 6, and let's begin to look at the 6th verse. My God is a good God. Are you there? Are you there?
Amen.
Now I can believe you're there. He says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Great gain. Listen to what he says, my brothers and sisters. So don't get fooled by what you have and the things that you and I chase in this world. That's not what it's about. God wants us to, he put us in this world to enjoy this world. He put things and he gives us because we can enjoy them. Listen to what he says. For we brought nothing. Nothing. We brought nothing into this world. And it is certain we can carry nothing out. Do you hear this? Being spiritually stable and understanding, brother and sisters, that we brought nothing in this world. And there's nothing that we can carry out of this world. Right there shall open the eyes to all of us that believe. Now, it's not saying God don't want us to have and enjoy. He placed things in this world for our enjoyment. But when we give more attention to those things and less attention to God, we are truly spiritually unstable. We're unstable. And then he further goes on to say, and having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich, listen to it, but they that will be rich fall into temptation, hallelujah, and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Here it is, my brothers and sisters. For the love of money, you love money more than you love God. You love money more than serving your brothers and sisters. You love money more than giving your gift back unto God. Do you hear it? And there are a lot that's chasing money. God gives you what you need. The Bible says God supply all that you need according to what? His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You don't have to chase money. I believe this here. When you are kingdom people, I want you to say this with me. Say, I'm kingdom minded. I'm kingdom minded. I'm kingdom minded. Therefore, I don't chase money. I don't chase money. Money chase me. Do you hear that? When you are kingdom minded, when you're kingdom minded and you're living according to the Holy Ghost power, you don't chase money. Because you're kingdom minded and you're kingdom people doing kingdom things, therefore kingdom resources follow you. And you have to confess this. Being spiritually stable, rooted and grounded in the Word of God, you have to speak to yourself sometime. I'm kingdom minded, I'm a kingdom person, I do kingdom things, and kingdom resources follow me. Do you hear it? They follow me because I believe in Him who has set me apart from the world. Do you hear it? And he says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. It's the root of all evil. It's the root of all evil. When you follow your money, listen to this and don't throw no rocks at me. When you follow your spending, and I challenge every one of us to do that. Follow your spending. Be honest with yourself. You don't have to tell me. I don't need to know how much or whatever you make. It ain't my business. And I don't want to know. I would never approach you and ask you how much you make. It ain't my business. That's not my business. But follow your money. See where your money spend. Be honest with yourself. And when you find out where it is, then I believe you can check yourself. And then you'll fall back into the will of God. All over the world, you that are looking, you that are listening, follow your money. See where you do your spending. See what you glorify more than God. Be honest with yourself. And when you're honest with yourself, check yourself. And then you say, God, forgive me of that because I have the love of money. And not loving God more than I love my money. Now, I'm not saying money bad. Don't walk out of here and say, well, Brother Simmons said, I don't need no money. I'm going to be broke, busted, and disgusted. Amen. Riding on the Maypop wheels. Brakes squeaking down the street, sounding like a symphony of a whole bunch of sopranos. No. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying follow what you spend. And then you'll find what you glorify more. Do you hear it? I'm serious about that. And then he says, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred, my unstable spirits. They have erred from the faith They fell away. They erred from the faith. That's why Timothy say, in the latter times, some will fall away. Because they chasing the money. They erred in their ways. And we have seen it multiple times. People come to the church. God forbid, God knows I'm not talking about nobody. I'm not badgering about nobody. But I'm speaking the truth in God. They come to the church when something happens in their life. They run to the church. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, they do all of those things. And I'm not mocking anybody. God knows I'm not. But I'm speaking the truth. And the moment God hears their heart cry, because God hears the heart, I don't know their heart. It ain't for me to know their heart. The Bible says no one knows the heart. Even God says the heart is evil and wicked. He says it his own self. But God delivers them and he blesses them for that which they had need of. And the moment they get back up on their feet, you might see them one time. You might see them two times. But I don't think you're going to see them a third time because they're out of there. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because they erred in their ways. See, when you come under the tutelage of teaching of the Holy Ghost power, God's going to make sure you're not erring in your ways. Only way you're going to err in your ways is because you're not listening to what God is saying. And then you will continue to err in your ways. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing, dividing asunder of soul and spirit, joint and marrow. And it gets down to the very intent of the heart of the matter. It gets deep into the root of the matter that it pierces that thing, it cuts it out, it moves it out, and then it puts you back together and you never know where you was cut at because it's the Holy Ghost that heals you. That's the power of the God that we serve. And he says again, for the love of money is the root of all evil, First Lady, which while some covet after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. It ain't God's fault. Do you see it? Go on to the next one. And then he says, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after what? Righteousness. Follow after what? Righteousness. Being right with God. When he says man, he's not talking about the anatomy. He's talking male and female. Righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Do you see that? Meekness doesn't hold the connotation that you're weak. Meekness holds the connotation that you have the power of God under control in your life. That you don't have the love of money. Because God can bless you with money. But if you don't have the power of your meekness under control, then you can err in your ways. Do you hear it? Amen. So meekness means that you got the power under control. Gentleness, meekness, you got it under control. I'm not weak, I'm meek, I'm gentle. I understand what God is doing in my life. I'm not arrogant and pompous and prideful. Did I say that I don't need a God who has blessed me tremendously? Do you see it? And go on, he says. Then he says, be spiritually stable. He says, fight. See, everything that we do, brothers and sisters, in this life that we live as believers, everything that we do, when we're chasing and going after the love of God, we have to what? Fight. You got to fight. You have to fight. And when I say fight, you're not fighting of the natural. There's a fight in the spirit. There's wars in the spirit realm right now today as you and I sit here. There are wars in the spirit realm. There is a fight going on. And that's why we pray in the Holy Ghost. Because there's a war going on. 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 And we got to fight. We have to fight. He says, and closing, fight the good what? Fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. It's life after this life, my brothers and sisters. Whereunto thou art also called unto eternal life. Being spiritually stable, understanding that God has given us a command to follow after godliness and righteousness and power of the Holy Spirit. Not being lovers of ourselves, not being moved in the flesh, not letting things take us out of the love of God, but standing strong in the power of his might and the resurrection of his glory. God desires that you and I, be that which he has created us in his image and likeness. God desires that you and I always be in the refining fire. Do you know that? A refining fire. Every time we're in the fire, we're being purified. We're being cleansed. We're being made more and more like God. As Meshach, as Daniel in the furnace, they was purified. When you're in the fire, you don't run out of the fire. When you're in the fire, you stay in the fire. Do you hear it? Because you're being purified. Don't look to get out the fire. God will release you from the fire. Do you hear it? God will release you from the fire. Sometimes the more we say, God, when this going to be over, the longer you're going to be in it. Because there's a teaching moment that God wants to show us. But we have to have eyes to and ears to open to hear it. Do you hear that? Amen. Do you love him? Amen. Can you believe in him? Amen. He's a truthful, solid God in our life. Amen? Amen. Let's stand to our feet and give God some praise today. Amen. We want to be strong in the power of his might and the resurrection of God's glory. God wants us to be spiritually stable. He wants us to be mindful. Amen. He wants us to continue to walk in joy. He wants us to love him. He wants us to love him like his son came into this world and died for us. Know that you have the power of God inside of you. There's nothing that you can't overcome because Jesus overcome everything in this world. Amen. Amen. I want you to leave here today knowing that you are spiritually stable in spite of what circumstance, in spite of who say what. You are spiritually stable and strong because you have the Word of God inside of you. And you are a living testimony of Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Now, Father, we thank you on today. We thank you for your love and we thank you for your Holy Ghost power. Lord, we thank you because we hear and we obey, and that which we do, your commandments. Now, Father God, I thank you for each and every one of us this morning. I thank you that you will bless your people, that you will keep them in the secret place. And God, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that tried to rise will be condemned. Now, Holy Spirit, you say that it is a sealed deal in their life when they trust you. They confess with their mouth and they believed in their heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, Father, if anyone amongst us that do not know Jesus to be Lord, God, we ask them that they will come forth right now because it's all about your Son, Jesus, God. God, some don't know if they're truly saved. But, God, I don't know unless they confess with their mouth and believe in thy heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Now, Father, those that may be looking, we want to speak into their life. If you are on the airwaves, or if you're here in the service and you don't know Jesus to be your Lord, I ask that you will confess Jesus with your mouth and believe in your heart. Say, Jesus, I believe you, that your Son, God, your Son died for me. Oh, wretched man that I am. Now I confess my faults and my sins unto you, King Jesus. And I believe that you died and that you rose, that I may have this life and life more abundantly. Now, if you have said that, God has welcomed you into the family. The Bible says that God, before the foundation of the earth, every name was written in the book. But there's two books, the book and then there's the book of life. Your name is in the book. But when you receive Jesus and serve Jesus, your name is in the book of life. Because there will be a day that God will open up the book. And you want to find where your name is written in the book. No one can blot your name out. unless you desire to blot it out. Now, if you have turned your back on Jesus, Jesus said, come back unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, burdened down, and I will give you rest. Come back into the family of God, where you will draw strength in the kingdom of God. We receive you into this house. We receive you into the kingdom of God. And if you are out there and you're just wandering around and you're a vagabond is a person that don't have a home. They just go from place to place. The Bible says that an unstable person will not be able to understand the things of God. God desires that you fellowship and be rooted and grounded in a place of worship, that you can be taught the word of God. If that is you out there on the airways, of you here in the congregation, if you don't have a place where you can reside and know about Jesus, I'm asking you to be a part of this ministry. I'm asking you by the power of God, let him touch your heart and your mind, that you submit under God's authority and the leadership of the Holy Spirit here at Spoken Word. We want you to be a part of this family, and we know that we can advance the kingdom of God together. In the mighty name of Jesus, if that's you, we ask that you would join us and go to www.jcswm.org. And if you're there, you can go and e-join, where you can join the ministry, and then someone will contact you, amen, and invite you to the place. And then we will teach you and show you, not about ourselves, but all about Jesus, because that's what it's about, amen, in the name of Jesus. Let's give them a hand praise this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, God bless you this morning, and thank you for coming this morning. We pray that the Spirit of God have jumped and leaped inside of you and confirmed some things with you, and we pray that we will see you again. Know that you're always welcome here. The doors are open to this place. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Let's give them a hand praise again this morning. Amen. Glory to God. It's good to see Sister Tia this morning. It's good to see you, my precious beloved sister. And Lincoln, glory to God. Lincoln, man, glory to God. God bless you. And to God be the glory for all that you do and all that you say for the kingdom of God. Amen. All hearts and minds are clear. Amen. Yes. Yes. Second. Tick. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. Just real quick, you could take your seats just for a moment. Amen. Mm-hmm. So this